Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hello, welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast. This is Pat Iyer, and I have with me today Paul Taubman, who is president of Digital Maestro. Paul and I have been connected for probably 7 or 8 years. We met at a coaching event and discovered at that event that we were working about 20 minutes away from each other and had never met. Paul has been a real great asset in my life since. He's an expert in WordPress, and he has deep familiarity with WordPress websites. He's been building websites and working online since the mid-1990s. Paul started with simple computer codes and now works with a great deal more sophisticated technologies. He creates websites for his clients, and he encourages visitors to engage with him through blogging and blog challenges and a number of other techniques. I know that the legal nurse consultants listening to this have heard me talk in the past about WordPress as an important aspect when you're thinking about a website. And I'd like to start, Paul, by welcoming you to the show.
Thanks, Pat. So I just want to let you know that when you said, you know, that we've known each other for 7 years, my first thought was, oh my gosh, that's like eons on the internet. And then when you made reference to the fact that I've been doing sites since the 90s, I'm like, oh, now I really feel old. So thank you for a nice introduction.
Well, you're not that old, Paul. I think we all have discovered that age is relative as we get older, and our definition of old keeps changing.
Yeah, but when we're talking about being online in the internet, that's even like more accelerated than dog years, I think.
You know, that's true. And I realized the other day when I was thinking about it that I have had a website for 20 years because my first website was in 1996.
Wow.
And it was definitely not a WordPress website. It was all coded and very funky looking. But let's talk about how you got started with WordPress. And first of all, for the people in the listening audience who don't know what WordPress is, could you explain what that is?
Sure. So, you know, you mentioned when you started, you built your website in something that wasn't WordPress. Probably back then, the only thing we had was HTML. And that's one way that you can build a website. You can build in HTML. You can build it in other platforms like Joomla or Drupal or ASP. So there's just a whole bunch of different ways that you can build a website, and you get to choose which way you want to do that when you decide that you're going to have a website. So WordPress is one of the most popular way. No, it is the most popular way today to build a website. It's a way that you can build it and then easily maintain it going forward. So you can add content and images and articles, blog posts, all that kind of good stuff. In a relatively straightforward, simple manner. So basically, if somebody can write an email or, you know, use Microsoft Word or word processor, they can maintain a website with content going forward once it's built. So that's what WordPress is, and it's, you know, been around for several years now, had many different iterations, and it's just a great way for people to get started going online.
Now, I know that you got started with websites, as you said, in the 1990s, probably around the same time that I was talking about, 94, 95, 96, when people were becoming aware of the ability to use websites and the internet as a way to communicate, because the internet started off as something that was not available for the common man, for want of a better word. and we sort of infiltrated and took over. How did you evolve into becoming an expert on WordPress?
Well, I certainly didn't start out trying to be the expert in WordPress because it didn't even exist at that time. I remember when I first started and built my first website, I contacted a publisher, right, a printed directory, because at that point, Google, search engines, Yahoo, they didn't even exist. And there were physical books that were directories of websites. And I remember contacting them to see how I get my own website in there. So back then, WordPress didn't exist. It wasn't around, and it was just straight HTML. And I started out building sites, and I won't give you the whole 40-hour story of this, but I had clients that I built sites for, and I was maintaining it. And about that time, I guess the late 90s, early 2000s, the real big buzzword that started was e-commerce. You don't really hear that as much today as you did back then, because the internet was just starting and people were realizing that they can make money off it. They can sell things in e-commerce. And that's when the whole big internet marketing push really started coming. So I decided that I was going to look into learning about what this e-commerce and this internet marketing was. And I actually took a course. The course that was offered was all about how to market your products, how to build a website, and everything that you needed to do. So it was a A to Z type of course. During that course, they were teaching people how to build their websites with WordPress. But being the snob that I was like, I don't need this WordPress stuff. I'm a real developer. I actually code, right? That's what my background was. I had a technical background in computer programming. So I decided I'm going to take this course and just learn all about the marketing aspects and apply it to what I'm doing with my websites. Well, I took the course, I learned a ton of stuff, I was, thick-headed, and I really just concentrated on the marketing aspects. Well, the beauty about this particular course was I was allowed to take it again. So I decided, every time you take a course, even if it's the same information, you're in a different place, you've grown, you know more, I thought, let me take it again and see what else I can pick out of it. And as the course was getting ready to start, maybe it was a day or two before, I had this brilliant insight. I was like, these people that I'm taking the course from, they're the experts. And if they're telling me I should do this WordPress thing, let me at least check it out. Let me go through this course again with a new eye to learning WordPress. So I kind of hunkered down, I put my ego aside, and I took the course and I learned about WordPress. And somewhere in the middle of that learning, I had this brilliant epiphany of, aha, oh my gosh, this is a great tool, because once I build a site for somebody, my own clients will be able to log in and make the changes themselves. They didn't have to rely on me to, they decide that they want to have a sale next week, or if they wanted to put up a promotion, they didn't have to contact me and have that whole back and forth business that we used to do. I would be able to teach them how to change the content, because it was relatively simple enough once they knew, and it would just make things so much better for me, so much better for my clients, and it was just a great solution. So at that point, ever since, I converted all my clients, actually I have all clients but one, I should say, to WordPress, and they're going full force. So from that point on, I became a student of WordPress and learning, and there's always learning. And the amount of studying and time that I've put into it just have naturally turned me into the expert that I am.
Mm. That's a wonderful description of an evolution, and also of an epiphany, that you were not initially ready to hear the message, and then when you heard it, it really made sense to you.
Yeah.
That's so much of what learning is today. I know that people who have websites that are focused on presenting their credentials for their business, as is the focus for the people who are small business owners, one of their big concerns is how to get people to see their website. How do they get traffic to come to their website so that So in this case, legal nurse consultants can share with their prospects, their attorneys that they wish to attract, to show what they can do to help the attorney. So Can you share with us some of the common ways that people can get traffic to come to a website?
Sure. I think one of the myths that are out there with people, it's, you know, kind of the Kevin Costner Field of Dreams quote where they say, if you build it, he will come. If you build it, they will come. And, you know, people will think, I'm going to have a website built or I'm going to build it myself. I'm going to have my online real estate and people are just going to come to my door. Right? And that's really not the truth. Right. You can have a website out there, but if nobody knows about it, they're not going to find you. They're not going to come to your door. So that's why traffic is so important. And when you build your website, really that's only step one of a whole bunch of different things that have to happen in order to be successful online. So, you know, you do a lot of publishing and writing with your books, right, Pat? And you know that simply writing the book is not the end of everything. Right? Then you have to promote it. You have to get the word out. You know, in some cases, people do book tours. Right? There's a whole plan in place in order to become a successful author.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing is true with your website. So specifically talking about traffic, you know, the simplest way is to just tell people, right? Let them know that you have a website. And we usually start out by sending an email to our friends and family saying, hey, go check out my website. In a sense, that's a form of traffic. People are going to your website. The next thing you want to do once it's kind of been vetted out and people give you their opinions and everything and you start to see what happens is, you know, you can do things with social media. A lot of times people poo-poo social media thinking it's just a fad or it's, you know, nobody's really doing things with it. But social media and promotion of websites to drive traffic, get people to your website, is really a great way to do it. The thing about social media, and by social media I'm talking about places like Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, you can easily tell people about your website and what you're doing and what you have on there and provide a link back to your website or back to that blog post or article. If you're on Facebook, right, you automatically have an audience of people that are your friends or your contacts or your business associates. Same thing with LinkedIn. When you publish something on your wall or you post an article in there, you can have a link back to your website and people will get there, will find you that way. So these are very cost-effective ways because there's no cost to it. You can send out a tweet on Twitter to people and let them know that, hey, you know, here's a great article and include an image so it'll catch their attention. That itself will get people to your website. There are other ways, of course, where you can actually pay for advertising. You can do things on Facebook or Google, Facebook ads, Google ads. You've probably seen these when you log into Facebook on the side. And the thing with Facebook and Google ads and different types of advertising is that you really can get targeted to the audience that you want to reach. Right? So when you just post on your Facebook wall, who's going to see it? Well, just some of your friends and your family and acquaintances, and not everybody's going to see it. So if you're going after, if Legal Nurse Consulting is your market, that's your niche, and you want to attract and work with attorneys, chances are the people that you interact with on Facebook may not be all attorneys, right? So you may think if I just post it on my wall, well, all my friends and family are going to see it, but that's not going to get me business. When you actually pay for that traffic, when you pay for those ads, you can say, I want to show this ad to attorneys in this particular geographic area with this type of specialty of people that have, and you can really narrow down the demographics of who is going to actually see your ad, and when they see that, they're going to click on it, and they can drive traffic to your website. So there's several different ways of doing it. You know, that's just using social media, doing some advertising. You know, I can continue on if you want more.
Well, I think that's a great start. It sounds to me as if you have to have some thought process and some skills in order to be able to get that traffic to your website. What are the skills that you think are critical to be able to implement that kind of plan?
So my first thought was, well, they're not critical, but they're really nice to have. Mm-hmm. Like if you put some thought into your target market that you want to attract, yeah, that's going to help. Do you need the skills? Well, you're going to start out probably with no skills in the beginning and kind of learn along the way, or you can hire somebody to help you with that. Some skills that are being critical in getting effective website traffic, well, one of the things you need to concentrate and think about, going back to your point about thinking about it, is what's your time frame? Right? A lot of times people say, well, I just want to use free traffic. And free traffic is absolutely beautiful. Right? Nobody will say, no, I don't want free traffic. Right? Anything you can get for free is generally a good thing. Organic results in Google, meaning when you put your website up there, when Google finds it and when Google indexes it, so that if somebody types in legal nurse consultants in New Jersey, it's not a sure thing that your website will automatically be found and ranked highly in Google. Right? So if you don't do anything, if you don't pay, if you don't, you're just looking for that free traffic kind of thing, it will happen, but it's going to take a long time. I mean, that's just, everything is a trade-off, right? You have you can do this or you can do this, and everything has their consequences along with it. So if you stick with the free traffic method, it will work, but it will take you a long time. If you go with paid traffic, that's almost like instant results because you're paying to get that traffic to your website. So if you can learn how to do advertising well like that, or if you can start to look into it and set aside a small budget, and we're not talking these Madison Avenue sized budgets. You can actually start marketing things for as little as, say, $5 a day on Facebook. So think about who your target audience is going to be and what your time frame is. If you're a legal nurse consultant now that is also working a full-time job, maybe doing all that advertising would not be advantageous, because one of the big setbacks we can have as a small business is that spurt of growth that we're not ready for. Right? So if you're working full-time and doing this on the side to start, build it up, if you get a big heavy caseload from many attorneys at once, that's not going to be good for you, and that's going to be a stressful situation. However, if you are doing this full time or three quarters time, and you really need an influx of business, certainly that paid traffic is going to help you significantly.
That's a great point, because I don't think we often think about the ebb and the flow, and getting a whole bunch of cases at one time can be not the blessing that we may expect it to be. I remember at one point in my legal nurse consulting business that we were working on volumes of cases. They were all related to people who were suing because of defective devices that were put in their bodies. And it was like an elephant that took over every bit of space in our office when the truck pulled up and offloaded 24 copy paper cases size boxes with medical records in them. It swamped everything else in our practice. So I think that's a great point to remember, is that if you are gearing up and really pushing hard for marketing to get business in, you have to be prepared for handling the business. It's not enough to get the cases in the door. It's what you do with them, how you distribute them, how you work with subcontractors, if that's your model, and then how that fits into the other parts of your life.
Exactly. It's all, you said it perfectly. It's the ebb and flow. It's being ready. It's funny. We're talking about websites right now, and yet we're talking about your business practice. We're talking about your advertising. We're talking about having a steady flow of jobs coming in that are manageable and not overwhelming. Right? So it's taking a look at the big picture of everything that you're doing and managing it all together.
Yes, and the dilemma, I think, for an independent legal nurse consultant is that they really don't have much control over the thought processes of their clients, who all of a sudden decide that they're going to clear their desks and send work out to their legal nurse consultants, and they all come in at one time. But to get back to the website traffic concept, I know we've talked about in part of free traffic versus paid traffic, and perhaps one of the myths that legal nurse consultants have about website traffic is that it's easy to get people to come to their website. They'll just be found organically. Are there any other myths that you encounter that people have about the idea of website traffic?
So I mentioned before, if you build it, they will come. Not going to happen. If we talked about the paid traffic, you don't just want anybody coming to your website, right? People think, oh, if I can just get eyeballs on my website, if I can just get people there. Well, let's take it like a real-life example that everybody can relate to. If you have a physical retail store selling office supplies, right, and you had 20,000 people come to your store in a month. Now, a lot of people are thinking, wow, that would be great. Well, if those 20,000 people are expecting to buy shoes, you're probably not going to get as much sales that you think you're going to get out of those 20,000 people. Now, some people might be there looking for shoes and think, oh, you know, back to school starting, let me pick up some supplies. But the majority of people are going to come in and they're going to leave. So when we talk about traffic, the real myth is you don't want traffic. What you really want is qualified traffic. You want people that are interested in what you're doing, people that are going to be good fits for you as a legal nurse consultant in your field to come to your website. Right, so if we narrow it down, and let's say you have 1,000 attorneys come to your website. Well, if you're specifically a legal nurse consultant that deals primarily in neonatal care, well, if your attorneys that are coming to you are DWI specialists, right, that's still not a good fit. Great, they're attorneys, but it's not within the field that you're looking for. So always concentrate on qualified traffic. And again, with the Facebook advertising, you can greatly narrow in down to that specific niche of the people that you're looking for. There are sources of traffic that are paid that you can buy that are extremely cheap, like very, very cheap. But that's not targeted at all. So great, you can get 100,000 people to your website, but that might be, they all could be completely unrelated to anything that you have to do.
100,000 accountants, bankers, realtors, that type
mommy
of thing.
Bloggers, gamers. So it's just anybody who's out on the internet. Some of these places will have a way to send them to your website, and because it's automated, it really doesn't cost that much. So how do they make money? In volume. So that's why they can make it so cheap.
Excellent point. What are some of the secrets of being effective in getting website traffic?
Great question. So some of the secrets would be, well, some of the things that we've already talked about. It's not just traffic, it's quality traffic. Traffic is not a once and done type of thing. So you don't think, okay, this morning I'm going to wake up, I'm going to get my traffic, and then the rest of the week I can hunker down and do the work. You know, traffic is part of your sales funnel. It's a process of getting people in. And then once they're in, you know, you have all the work to follow up with them and develop the relationships, etc. You need to be getting traffic on a consistent basis to your website. And, you know, when we talk about traffic, we're not just talking about cold traffic, because that's, you know, kind of another secret that people think about is they always think traffic means new people coming back to your web or new people coming to your website for the first time. The truth of the matter is, and, you know, when you tell people this, they go, oh, yeah, that's right. It's more cost-effective to keep a current client or customer and sell them something else. So have a repeat business from that person. It'll cost you less to do that than to acquire a brand new customer that you've never worked with. So never forget your current base of clients and customers when you're thinking about additional work, right? So you can put them in some sort of follow-up series or email them or whatever your process is to let them know about additional things that you're doing. So, you know, you might start out with an attorney who just sends you a case and is only asking for your opinion, right? And that's all they ever ask you. Well, you can then contact them later and say, hey, by the way, we also offer these additional services. We can, you know, testify for you. We can be the expert witness. We can do, and just list all the different types of services that you offer. Because if they're happy with what you've done for them in one capacity, there's a good chance that they're ready to hire you for something else, right? So keep in mind that your current base is always a great place that you can refer them, you know, in terms of specifically traffic. Send them to a page on your website that talks specifically about other things that you do, right? So that's going to be a great, effective way of getting people to your site. Another kind of secret that people don't really like to do is get involved in various online and offline groups or communities. You know, today in Facebook has all kinds of groups. I mean, even on various different websites, they have forums or chat areas. If you go there and participate and answer questions, a lot of times if it's, say, a chat area or a bulletin board area where you post a question and other people can answer it, a lot of times you can have what's known as a signature line. And in that, it'll put your name, it'll allow you to put your business, as well as your website. And that's a perfect place to do some really soft selling, some soft advertising, because when you post your answers to people, when you help people, they're going to see that information and go, wow, that's really good information. Let me click on her link to find out what else he or she does. And that's a great way to get people back to your website. And you're just helping people out. You're doing what you normally do. And the benefit is you're getting that additional exposure. Right? So as you do that online, you can also do that offline. Attend some events, some networking where your clients are going to be. Let them know about you. And give them your card and tell them that they can go to your website for more information. So, you know, always be kind of promoting your website. And then I would say the last thing you can do is, you know, a nice simple thing, and I know you have this in yours, Pat. At the bottom of your email, make sure you have your website. Don't just sign it, you know, thanks, Paul. Right? At the bottom of my email, I have ways for people to contact me. I have my website, I have some social media, any way that people can contact me, because people like different mediums. People like to work in different areas. Some people really like to reach out just on Twitter. Some people are just email. Some people are phone. So any way to contact me, I put that in the bottom of my email, and certainly having my website on there is one of them.
Those are terrific tips, Paul. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we wrap this up?
Probably about 12 more hours of stuff. Right? We could talk about this all day. I can't believe we're already out of time.
And
anything
if,
else? You know, just
people want to be able to connect with you, what would be your website? We'll start with that.
Okay, so my website is Digital Maestro. That's Digital, D-I-G-I-T-A-L, and then Maestro, M as in Mary, A-E-S-T-R-O. Digital Maestro, we harmonize your online strategy, and you can find us over there. We have a contact page that you can fill out. Happy to reach you, return your calls, your emails, whatever suits you best.
Terrific. And I know I interrupted you. Were you going to say something else before?
Maybe. I don't remember what I was going to say.
Okay. Well, this is Paul Taubman, who is the president of DigitalMaestro.com, and definitely a person that you should connect with if you have questions about WordPress, if you are interested in having a WordPress website and you don't have control over your own website because you have a webmaster who needs to make all the changes for you that need to be done on your website, connect with Paul, and I'm sure he would be happy to talk with you to make your life easier.
Yeah, if anybody actually wants to chat about your website, we actually offer complimentary web audits, and you can actually just go and sign up for that at digitalmaestro.com/web, W-E-B, audit, A-U-D-I-T, and that's one word, web audit, digitalmaestro.com/web audit, and we can set up a time and just talk about your website. And if you don't have a website, you know, we can talk about what you need specifically for your business and what you're doing.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much for spending your time with us, Paul. I appreciate your expertise.
You're very welcome. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, Pat.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.